Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the show. Amen. Well, we like to hope that you, if you're in Houston, you are keeping dry and that you're trying to make sure that you have everything that you need to around you to keep you warm and relaxed, because today's a crazy day here in Houston. A lot of rain. And I just want to welcome you to the show. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you need to write us, you can write us. I mean, if you need to email us, you can email us at therev at midwatchwiththerev.com. And you can get a hold of us that way. Amen. Well, this is a great show today. Today's our talk on faith. It is the day of faith, and I hope that you are ready. I hope you got a pen ready. We're going to go through a couple of articles that I was reading earlier today, and also I'm going to go through some scriptures and stuff and see what's happening out there. Let me log into our chat tangle, get my other computer going, and make sure that the volume here is at the best that we got, because it seems to me that it looks a little bit low. And let me see if we can max it out, and hopefully that the signal can come through. If any of you that are listening that is on Chatango, click on it and let me know how I sound, because it looks like our sound is not going as strong over here. And I just want to make sure you're getting the best quality of show that we're having. I'm going to go into the Chatango right now and see if anyone's there. And if you are, just chat with me. Tell me that I'm coming through fine, clear, and we'll be on our way, on the way for this program. All right. Well, praise God. I think we're doing fine now. I can hear myself on the monitor. We got it up and get things going. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a blessed day. Tuesday on the 22nd, I am going to have and am been having a good day. Today is my baby girl's birthday. She is 6 years old. Her name is Faith. So, of course, on the day of Faith, she has a birthday. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to see her and see her growing. It's a blessing to have a daughter that you can actually grow with. I mean, some people just have boys, some just have girls. She was the last one in the lineup. I mean, after the first boy, the second boy, the third boy, everybody was saying, oh, David, don't go for another, because you're going to get yourself just another, one of those kids are just going to have another brother. And I'm like, nope, we're going to try one more time. And we had Miss Faith Michaela, and She has her, I guess, her, I believe it's her great-great-grandmother's middle name on my wife's side, which is Michaela. So she's an Irish Hispanic, and we love her for that, just plain. Anyway, I named her Faith just because I always liked the name Faith, but, you know, it took Faith to have, to go the extra mile. And I know a lot of couples that I've talked to told me, hey, after two or three and they're all coming out boys, well, we kind of just go with the flow and just say there's no way we're going to get a girl, and they stop. And some just have a couple of girls and they're cool and they don't want to go for the third one to get a boy. I've been blessed. I have three boys and a girl. And I tell you what, it makes a big difference when you have all the different ages, and you know, it's fun. And she's, of course, the princess of the house, but she acts like the bully of the house. And she's really, really special. She's really tall, and she looks just like her mom. So she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, and she's really smart. So happy birthday, Faith. I know that you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful birthday. She actually opened up her gifts. Now let me tell you this. She opened up her gifts this morning. I made sure they were wrapped before I took off for the day, and they were on the top of the table in my study. And my wife let me know, she texted me this morning, that they were playing with the toys, and I'm like, great. You know, I want to see her open the gifts. I have no idea why. I know one of the boys woke up in the morning and see me leaving in there. Like, well, I just reminded him that her gifts were there, but I didn't mean to open them, but that's fine. They're kids, that you have fun. As long as she opened the gift, she's going to enjoy them when she gets off school and stuff like that. So, just to let you know, it's life, it's part of life, and it's my daughter's birthday, so it's an awesome day. But I had a good day as well, talking to people and visiting with people and getting things done today. And I just want to let you know that you got to have faith in this economy that we are in. There has to be faith in you. If you don't have any faith in you, then you got to understand, faith is not just for income. Faith is for everything else that is happening around you. There's things in your life that God wants to get to you, but you have to have the staying power, the holding power. Today's topic is making a mess of a mess. How many of us know that we can make a mess of a mess? And I have a couple of silly stories I can read you in a few minutes. But before we jump into that, I was reading this today, and I just thought that this was just a story that needed to be talked about really quick. And even if it offsets us a little bit, that's fine. That's what we're here on the air for. Remember, you can email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. If you're on any of our websites, you will see a chat tango box at the bottom. If you're listening to this on any of our websites, I think the only website that it probably, a couple of websites that it probably won't have this chat box is on Ustream. So if you listen on Ustream, you can go to Rev Media Network. If you go to Rev Media Network while you're on Ustream, you can actually be able to chat with us while we're going live on the show. And sometimes you can chat with me throughout the day, because I'm constantly have the chat tango open. So if you're on my website and listening to the show, and it's not even me preaching, but it may be someone else preaching, I'm still monitoring the chat tango. So you can go in there anytime and leave a message for me as well. You can just type something in there, and I'll be right there. I'll text you right back. But the thing with this one is, on the chat tango, you either have to have an account if you want to correspond back and forth throughout the day if you want to log out and log back in. But if you just want to chat with me on the screen right there and I'm there, then we can. And now you can leave a message. It'll give me your email address if you want to leave it, and I'll be able to get back with you and leave you a message as well. So I just wanted to tell you that, and just to let you know that we're doing some awesome things. Some good things are happening. Again, email me, david@revministries.com. We moved Rev Ministries over. I know we're out for the weekend. We had to move some site stuff and rebuild some stuff, because we're moving into a new service. And it's the place that hosts this station, Rev Media Network, and we're getting a lot better package. It's going to be cost effective. So we did that. Now, Midwatch with the Rev is waiting to be published. We had it in the queue to get published with our host, and they're having to added some upgrades to our site, because we're gonna move everything over. We made the decision. The board made a decision. We're gonna start moving everything over, and that way we can save some funds. So you know, it's good. It's interactive. Just to let you know that God is doing some good things, and God is making some good things happen. Now, this story I want to read you, it's not really a story. It's like current news, and I'm trying to find it. I just saved it in my favorites, and I'm trying to find it for you. And here it goes. I'm gonna read this to you, because I was looking at it and we had a lot last night. If you're trying to listen to the program between 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon and maybe 6:30, our station signal was sporadic at best. And the reason it was sporadic was because all the areas and neighborhoods and commercial places around the station were just going off and on in power. So, I mean, they were constantly just shutting down, and, I mean, I think the station was out for at least 30 minutes to an hour at a time, and then they would come on and run for 15 minutes, turn off. So what I did, just to save things, I went ahead and I went ahead and just turned off everything. I didn't want to lose any computers during this electrical storm. We had some major lightning. I was picking up my son in the afternoon yesterday, and the lightning just struck, like, I'd say about 300, 400 yards away. Maybe not that close, but it looks close when it's coming down, and it's just on the other side of the trees. And I was concerned that making sure he gets to the vehicle. But the thing is, you need to be encouraged. Whenever you don't hear the station signal, there's plenty of archives. A lot of the stuff that are in the archives is what's playing on the stream when we're not doing live shows. What I do is I take the live shows that we have, and of course we record them, we edit them, we put them online. But throughout the week, we play new shows, which are basically the shows that are already played or the archives that are already played. So, just giving you the heads up on that and letting you know that if you ever listen to our station and you click on it and it says media not found, that's probably because the power is out or something went wrong on the stream and someone knows about it and they're trying to fix it. So if that's the case, you can go to host or click any of the pictures on the bottom of the first page of our website, and it has the host page. You can click those pages, click those pictures, and you can go to anyone's archives and listen to them. Or you can go to Church Streams. Church Streams has the latest sermons from each of the pastors that are preaching. In fact, I got to upload some tonight of the recent ones for Pastor Mark Fields. So he had some great sermons, and he is constantly sending us the sermon, so I'm constantly being diligent and getting that stuff out. So I want you to be encouraged. But here's the story I was talking about, and this is from CBN.com. And if I can get you to look at this or to listen to this for just a few minutes, it's called what is this story? It's the writer of this article was Charlene Israel. Southeast floods block highways. Death toll rises. Death toll in Georgia continued to climb Tuesday as rescuers found the body of a 15-year-old boy in the Chattahoochee River on Tuesday morning. A 2-year-old boy is also among 8 people who were killed across the southeastern U.S. as storms pounded the region with heavy rain that produced flooding. More than 20 inches of rain washed over northern Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama in the last 3 days. Residents said that the rain has produced some of the worst flooding they have seen in years. As you can see, it's across the bridge and it's up to the subdivision, said rescued homeowner Matthew Harper. So it's probably the 10 times as bad as it was the last time. The two-year-old was the latest killed as the raging waters ripped the child from his mother's arms as the flood swept through their home from its foundation. The mother was rescued after being stranded for 3 hours in a tree. The father was further downstream, holding on a limb, a rescue officer said. In parts of Georgia, entire roads caved under the powerful pressures of the water, killing those in its path. Residents in Cobb County, Georgia, gathered in an effort to rescue a fellow neighbor from the flood waters. Georgia's governor has declared a state of emergency in 17 counties. Meanwhile, forecasters said another round of storms is expected across the already drenched region. So, my friends, pray for Georgia, pray for Florida, pray for Tennessee, pray for Alabama, pray for all the northern parts of these states, because they all meet right there, and they need prayer right now. And they need prayer right now. I want you to pray. We're going to pray for them right now. Father, we just ask you, God, to help the family that have suffered loss through this recent storm in these states of Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Florida, Lord. And I pray that you will bless, Father, the people there with some break in the rain, break in the areas, break in their finances to help them, Father, because I know that they've lost everything. Father, we ask that you can touch their lives and make sure, Father, that they get what they need. Father, let them find their lost loved ones. Father, we pray that you would just bless them and that you would protect them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, life is full of times that you're going to lose things and times that things are going to be taken at a time. But it's how you act in the time of crisis. It's how you move in the time that things are rough that we're going to be able to tell you that things are going to be better, that things are going to be stronger. It's how you act in the moment of the disaster and the days after that's going to determine how you're going to be able to bounce back from certain things. So I want to tell you this, my friends. I want to tell you that God is concerned about these people here, yes, in this flood, but he's also concerned about you. So you need to really really, you need to try and make yourself as positive as it can be, and as helpful in these situations, because God can see what's going on, and He's going to help these people. Amen. He's going to help His people. Another article that I thought that would help you understand God's grace, but also something to pray about, was an article I am looking for. There are several articles here that I have in here, but I do not see it. And we're going to find it. If you just give me a minute, we'll have that. You know what? I'll probably just... Oh, here it goes. And I never really talk about this topic, but I really think it needs to be... Because everybody uses the subways and buses and everything. And we're not going to probably read this whole article, but we're just going to let you know about a little bit of it. It's found, again, in CBN. It's terrorist arrests sparks government warning on mass transit. The other day they did arrest someone that was involved in a terrorist cell. And it says federal officials issued a warning Tuesday to mass transit stations across the country after three suspects were arrested in a possible terrorism plot that may have targeted New York City trains. The plot may have been similar to the attacks on London and Madrid's subway system, in which bombers would have used backpack bombs. Officials have recommended random bomb sweeps at terminals and stations. Meanwhile, two of the three terrorism suspects are being held without bail in Colorado and New York in what has been called a varsity-level terrorist plot. This includes a man born in Afghanistan who is admitted to having connections to Al-Qaeda. New details emerged on Monday surrounding the arrest of the three men said to be connected to a thwarted terrorist plot targeting New York City. FBI officials charged 24-year-old Najabullah Zazi, his father Muhammad Wali Zazi, and New York Islamic leader Ahmed Waz Afazi with lying to federal agents. The men appeared in court Monday. Najabullah Zazi denied any ties to Al-Qaeda, but later came clean with federal authorities. He now admits to receiving explosives training from Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Okay, we might as well finish reading this article, right? We're so close. Investigators believe Zazi intended to put the train... Those names just threw me off. Investigators believe Zazi intended to put the training to use in what they call one of the most serious plots against U.S. targets since 9/11. So far, however, no additional charges have been made against him. Authorities found bomb-making documents on Zazi's computer, along with 9 pages of handwritten notes. When he was questioned about and shown the notes, however, he denied any connection to them. Zazi and his father were arrested last week in Denver, Colorado, and charged with making a false statement to federal agents. Afzali, the leader of a Queens, New York mosque, faces the same charges. Afzali tipped Zazi that he was being watched, then lied about it to agents. Ironically, Afzali worked as an informant for the bureau. Authorities say they do not know the specific targets of the alleged plot, but information about several New York City landmarks were found on Zazi's computer. Grand Central Station and football and baseball stadiums were among the sites. America is constantly under threats. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg were a target, and particularly New York City. And I got lost on my article. The decision to move Zazi came after he sent a text message to associates in the U.S. that read, "The wedding cake is ready." Authorities believe that was code for an impending attack. So, guys, I need y'all to be ready, be aware, be alert. Remember the scriptures say, "Be sober and vigilant, for your enemy, your adversary, the devil, seeketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Roareth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I don't want you to be caught up in anything. It's great to have the things that we have. We're going to have weddings. We're going to have funerals. We're going to have birthday parties. We're going to have celebrations. We're going to have Thanksgiving. We're going to have Christmas. We're going to have good times with our family. But I want you to be aware and be ready. At any time, things can turn. At any time, good things, can happen and bad things can happen. So I want you to be alert. And on today's show, we're talking about making a mess of a mess and making a more of a mess of a mess, or however you want to title it. And we're going to be able to, we need to be able to understand that no matter how good it gets, it can get bad and it can get worse at times. But it's how you deal with it, how you manage it, how you make yourself available to others to help them, even in your crisis. That's what measures you. That's what measures you. So I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that. We're not going to take a commercial right now. I think we're doing pretty good. So let's keep on going on our articles. I think today's articles are pretty good. Here's one that caught my eye. And this was about 15,000 audio Bibles shipped to military chaplains. And that's a good one. This is on the Christian Post. Now, I like digging through this stuff because it gives me today's topics, today's news, and it gives me information that I need so I can use for the shows and use for what we're doing and stuff. And I think that 15,000 Bibles sent to chaplains is a big thing. Amen? It's a big thing. And it just talks about some 15,000 Bibles shipped to Iraq, Kuwait, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. The other Bibles come in the form of a Bible stick, a digital audio player of the dramatized New Testament that is the size of a pack of gum. So basically a memory stick and audio player like an MP3. The military version retains the slim figure of the original Bible stick while taken on modification to accommodate the needs of the troops. In order to not stand out at night, the military version of the Bible is black in color instead of white and has a red light instead of green. On the convoy trip, soldiers with audio Bible can put an earphone and listen to the Word of God while they stand guard under the night stars. The soldiers are not allowed to take books or DVDs, but the media director of Faith Comes by Hearing told the Christian Post, a former military journalist, also noted that there is a lot of in-life questions among the troops. But when you're out there and you're faced with the imminent danger of not coming home and seeing your maker instantly, of course you're going to have a lot of questions. So you need to be prepared. You do. You need to be prepared in your heart, prepared in your mind. But this is a cool thing. The Bible sticks were given to the chaplains and troops for free and are paid for by donations to the ministry. According to Faith Comes by Hearing, an Army chaplain deployed to Iraq commented, "It's great to be able to offer young soldiers something technology-based as they practically grew up with cell phones and iPods. I've heard great comments about ease of use, portability, and the fact that now there's no excuse for a soldier not to carry his Bible when it's so easy." And that's awesome. That's awesome. Let me see if I find your website, and maybe I can go in there and donate and get some more. And here's another comment on this article. Faith Comes by Hearing, the world's foremost audio Bible ministry, has been distributing the military Bible sticks to chaplains since last June. And as of late, some 15,000 have been given out, with another 12,000 requested by chaplains. Now, hey, if they want 12,000, we need to help them get those 12,000 sticks. We need to. Those Bible sticks. We need to. They only have enough money to fulfill half the requests. So, church, listeners, we need to get a hold of this. And more chaplains are requested and received. So, spiritual resources for the members of the unit. So, more chaplains are requested. According to Chor Carl, National Director of the Ministry, more and more chaplains are requested and receive the spiritual resource for members of their units. This is a wonderful way to engage for those serving Scripture, for those serving the country, so many trying and troubled spots of the world. This is a blessing. So, anyway, let me give you the web. They don't have a website here. I am looking through this article for you. I want to get you as much information as I can on this. So it's Faith comes by Hearing. Write that down. Faith Comes by Hearing. And Faith Comes by Hearing. Write that down. Put that in Google. And you can go ahead and see about helping them. I'm all about getting involved and helping people that need God. And especially out there for the troops, anybody would practically do anything for our troops. And it's a blessing to be able to be in a country where we love our troops so much that we will do anything So faith cometh by hearing. There's no website, so I don't see how you can find it. But the writer of this thing should have put a website on there and found it. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna look right now. We got time, right? Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. We're just gonna put that in Google's and see what it tells us. Because if they're out there, we need to get involved. We all need to get involved. We need to help them. I mean, how much are those things? They're probably, you know. Here we go. Found it real quick. It's faithcomesbyhearing.com. Duh. All right. Okay. Then okay. Faith comes by hearing, and you can donate. They have a donate button. Everything. Military Audio Bibles. You just click on that. New Bible release, 5 new Bibles, streaming Bible. Oh, they have a streaming Bible. That is cool. All right, well, my wife's going to text me in a minute, so tell me to get back to the show. But they're cool looking. You need to go there. Faith comes. I'm going to add this to my favorites. Y'all need to get a part of this. If they're getting Bibles out there, then we need to donate to them. We need to help them. I'm going to send them a gift this weekend and we're going to find out. We're going to find out what's going on. And it even has free audio Bibles. And don't start download. Because that's cool. I just think that's cool. I'm going to see if I can link an audio Bible to our website. In case people want to hear it, they can go onto our website and see if we can do a Hotmail quote on that. In fact, I can probably put the audio Bible in my account. One of my accounts. And that I streams through. And they can click on it and hear the Bible. That'll be awesome. That would be. Anyway, back to the show. Back to the show. So faith comes by hearing. Faithcomesbyhearing.com. Go there. I recommend it. They're doing great things. They're helping people. And they're reaching people. Amen. You know, we're going to do a commercial free today. We're not going to do any commercials. I want to talk with you. I got so much material that we still got to get out. And if we don't get it all out, hey, there's always tomorrow. I have a clean slate tomorrow. I have no guest hosts coming on. No callers calling in. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. Let's go ahead and turn to in our Bibles to a story in Genesis chapter 38, verse 1 through 30. And we're going to just put this, and we're going to keep going over our articles because I think we're really getting some good stuff out. But I want to get this Bible ready to go whenever we need to. We can turn to it, and we can see the stories that are happening. And it's a simple story. There were a lot of things that happened in Genesis 38, 1 through 30. Okay, let's see. Okay, here it goes. Let's see. This is an interesting story here. We're going to read that in a minute. But let's find our next article. Just an update on an article that we covered, I think, probably, I'd say about a month ago. We didn't break the news, but we were part of trying to get the information out to you. And here it goes. Let's find it. It's called, as soon as this internet gets to that point, let's see. I believe it's the judge clears the school officials, is what my notes say. Two school administrators from Florida's Santa Rosa County School District were cleared Thursday of criminal contempt charges over a meal prayer. Judge M. Case Rogers ruled that Pace High School principal Frank Lay and athletic director Robert Freeman did not violate a consent decree that prohibited all district school officials from promoting, endorsing, or causing religious prayers during school-sponsored events. The ruling was met with cheers from hundreds of supporters, including members of Congress who arrived at the federal courthouse by the busloads. And here's a quote. The tradition of offering prayer in America has become an interwoven into our nation's spiritual heritage. that to charge someone criminally for engaging in such an innocent practice would astonish the men who founded this country on a religious freedom, states the letter signed by more than 61 members of Congress in support of the high school officials. In January, Lay had asked Freeman to bless a meal during a luncheon that was attended by private individuals not associated with the school, including Booster Club members who donate money to the school for a new athletic field house, according to the lawyer, Matthew Staver of Liberty Council. Now, that's crazy. That is crazy for them to charge them for praying over their meal. Now, I'm going to ask you this. How many of y'all, y'all, that's the Texas in me, how many of y'all out there actually pray for your meals at restaurants? How many of y'all? I mean, I've been at restaurants where I'd see families not even start eating. My wife and I go to this this great Italian restaurant, J. Christopher's, here in Kingwood, and they're very good. And we go there often, and I love their lasagna, and I love their pizza, and pretty much that's all I eat, lasagna or the pizza there. But I'm sure they have other great things. But we've seen a nice young kids and a family, and I guess there are teenagers in the family. They got their food and they stopped and they prayed, and it took a while praying. I would have been ready eating my food by then, but they all started to pray over the food, and I thought that was cool. Now, I've seen it here and there at certain places. You don't see it all the time. I mean, you don't see it at Golden Corral too much. Everybody's got their buffet plate and they're just gone. But at that place, at that instance, that was pretty neat. That was pretty neat to see them praying over their food. Do you think one day they're going to tell us that we can't pray in a restaurant? I'm waiting to see that. I am waiting to see that happen. Because it could. We never know. It could happen. It could happen one day that they will not let you pray over your meal. Would that be possible? Would that even be possible? Now, we know it's going to happen one time. In the scriptures, it says right there that if we, at one time, that in the time of tribulation, that many are going to die, and die in the name of the Lord, because they are told they're not to worship the Lord no more. They're supposed to worship the beast. They're supposed to worship the devil. And I'm no Revelation expert, even though my ministry's name Revelation Ministries. It just sounds like a cool name. But at the same time, people are going to be dying out there. People are going to be having to make decisions and decisions that are going to affect their life or death. Now, at what point, that before the tribulation, is the scripture says that the man's heart will wax cold. Remember, we covered that about 2-3 weeks ago. We did a show on that. Man's heart will wax cold. There, if you notice in the Word of God, there is always a time that there is a lack of respect for the kingdom. Look at when Jesus was crucified. There was a lack of respect just for God in general. In the way that the Roman soldiers were all making fun of and mocking Jesus, even though they didn't believe he was the Messiah, they were still mocking a holy man in a way. They were still mocking a man that's done nothing wrong in the natural, did nothing wrong. If you pulled him aside and you were going to give him a ticket, what would you give him a ticket for if you were a Roman soldier? What could you have given Jesus a ticket for? I mean, what could you have given him? I mean, he didn't do anything wrong at all. Now, think about this. In that time that he was out there, and we all look at the crucifixion, which we're supposed to, and we look at everything that happened and how, but their hearts turned. Their hearts were perverse. Their minds were not right. They didn't see. They were blinded. Just like Paul said on the road to Damascus, his eyes were open. The scales thawed out. They fell out. Now, think about this just for a few minutes, just for a second. And we're not even getting to my material today, but we're going to keep going this way because this is where God is leading, and we're going to keep going. This this prayer that these guys prayed, and that they were arrested for praying. Remember, we talked about one of the Dana's guests on the show, a pastor from Phoenix, and that he was himself served a warrant for having prayer meeting at his church, at his home in Phoenix, this last year. Believe so. It was this last year that happened. So what about this? Praying at school function, yes, because it's part of a school. They're going to make a big deal about it. They're always going to make a ruffle. Someone's always going to say something. You're not going to please everybody. No one's always going to like everything you do. And especially when you pray, you're trying. The enemy gets mad. The enemy likes no honoring of God, no recognition of God, no remembering of God, no respect towards God. Anytime someone's doing any of that stuff, the enemy's going to be mad. The enemy's going to be frustrated. The enemy's going to be angry with you and with what's going around, and they're going to try and stop you. And this is what happened to those two gentlemen. And thank God that they got, thank God that God was, the law was on their side, not only that, but God was on their side. So, I mean, even if anything was done wrong, it was them being charged with that, criminal charges, which is crazy. False accusations. False accusations. The Word of God says that we're going to see a lot of that. Now imagine this, eating at Luby's or Papacito's or eating at Chili's restaurant. And I'm trying to think of a name that's probably around the whole United States. And those three or four are probably going to be around the United States. Probably Chili's and Luby's more than anything. Now imagine even sitting at McDonald's. Now we know McDonald's is around the world. Trust me, we know it's global. So imagine eating at McDonald's and you're about to jump into your quarter pounder, double quarter pounder. Irene, if you're listening, I'm getting hungry talking about this. Yes, I am. I had a sandwich for lunch, but I think I want a quarter pounder for dinner. But anyway, think about it. Sitting down, about to dip the chicken nuggets in the barbecue sauce, about to enjoy yourself a grilled chicken salad, yuck. Anyway, about to eat something healthy or eat something greasy. Either way, you either get something healthy there or something greasy. Flip a coin. And then you say, oh, hold on, children. Hold on, kids. Don't bite into that burger yet. Don't dip those nuggets. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Let's pray over what God has given us. And you should. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But I'm not saying to make yourself noticed at all. Remember how Jesus talked about the religious man that prayed so others would see him pray and see him give alms, and in other words, give a gift to the ministry just to be seen. God said he got his reward right there. That's what Jesus said. But if you pray in public, pray not, don't pray to be noticed, but pray because you really want to pray. And there's nothing wrong. Or imagine sitting at Chick-fil-A, I don't see as much problem because, I don't know, there's a lot of Christian business that goes in there. So I think you'll be okay at Chick-fil-A. McDonald's, who knows who goes to the McDonald's? I love McDonald's, but who knows? So what if you're about to bite into your food and you get all your kids to stop? And you say, hey, not that you have 100 kids, but just say, hey, kids, stop eating. Let's pray. And you pray, you bless your food, and then all of a sudden, you don't even know anything. You finish your meal. The kids are outside playing. And they're out there playing and playing on the little play areas. And you're probably on your cell phone or chatting with your spouse, talking about things. And then the policeman comes up to you, constable or sheriff or city policeman, and looks at you and tells you, excuse me, I need to talk to you for a second. And when they talk to you for a second, they look at you and tell you, sir, I'm going to have to get your name and see an ID. And you're like, alarm, what's going on, officer? Well, sir, we got a complaint that you were being disorderly and that you were, that I don't know what the charge would be, but these guys were charged with them. What would the charge be? I don't know what the charge would be. contempt charge, criminal contempt charges for a meal of prayer. So criminal contempt, you're charged with criminal contempt. You were making a spectacle of yourself. Who knows what they charge you for? But they said, look, we found out that you were praying, and it's not allowed. What if a policeman told you that? What if a policeman told you that when you were eating? What would you do? Then all of a sudden they go, sir, we got to take you in for a booking. What? Why are you taking me? I didn't do anything wrong. And then, now, I'm not saying this happened. Let me make sure you know, I am not saying this happened. I'm saying, what if this happened? And after you were handcuffed in front of all those people at McDonald's and taken out, and, or whatever restaurant you like to go eat at, and you're taken out in cuffs. You were taken out in cuffs and taken and booked and photographed, fingerprinted. How would you feel? How would you react? What if times are coming to that? I mean, it's always been the fight for prayer in school, and I tell you why. I tell you why that's there so much. And it's not only because it's easy to be there, but it's there because the devil wants our children. You think I'm dumb? I'm not dumb. The devil wants our children. He's after the children. Always has been. And he's using people that are blind to God's word and God's perfect love and that are hardened in their hearts. He's using those people to get what he wants. The devil cannot do anything on this earth. He cannot. He did not come out in physical form to Adam and Eve, but in the form of a snake. He had to get man and woman to do his bidding. He's allowed to do nothing. Only through the bidding of man and woman. Only how he manipulates the individual. Only how he seduces and tricks. That's all he can do. And he is using people to do his bidding, the occults that he builds through naive, stupid people that follow and worship him, and they continue to manipulate and continue to lure in people to build an army of occults. So what I'm saying is people are gonna approve things that should not get approved. And it's probably happening now. It is. It's happening now. Listen to Dana Smith's show. It comes on tonight at 8 o'clock. He has the latest and current news of what's the craziness that's happening out there. He does a great job in researching and putting his show together. I was complimenting him and bragging about him to a few friends of mine, and that I have a great friend to be doing this media network with. That's Dana. Today's the actual video portion of his show, so we'll be able to see him in video for 2 hours from 8 o'clock Central Standard Time to 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, what I want to tell you this is, if that happened, well, how would you react? And just a quote from the article I was reading about, and it's from Mr. Slaver, I believe that was the attorney. It's ridiculous that these men even had to think twice about blessing a meal. Do you sometimes think once or twice, maybe even three more times? Do you even think twice about blessing your meals? Do you? Now, I know you got your Bibles there on Genesis 38, 1 through 30. We're going to have to do that another day, because I want to read another article that I think that was powerful. This was powerful. And It was a, and I say it was powerful because you know me. You know, if y'all know the Rev, y'all know I love the movie business. I love it. I love it. And there was a movie that was made, and it was about creation, and it became a total flop. And I'm trying to find it. And it's probably the one I didn't say. I know there's always one that I forget to put in. Or I save it in a different place. I don't see it. But you know what? It's on this website, so we're just going to go and try and find it through this website. So give me a second while I look through this website real quick. Here it is. Found it. Okay, this is Creation Producers blames American Evolution flap for film's U.S. flop. Okay, and here it is. I'm going to read you the entire article. Yeah, I can read the entire article. We got time. The producer of a new film, and this is, okay, now this is on christianpost.com, and it was written by Josh Kimball, and I like to always give you the name and article and the website that I took it from. That way you can get the, go in there and look for it yourself. Plus, I also disclose my source and let you know, and I give them full credit for this. I just read it. The producer of a new film that tells the true story of the 19th, quotation marks, of the 19th century naturalist Charles Darwin believes a distributor in the United States has not yet been found because of the divide that exists in America over the theory of evolution. It has gotten a deal everywhere else in the world but in the U.S., and it's because of what the film is about, Jeremy Thomas told the London-based Telegraph ahead of the European premiere of Creation. Creation, which opened the Toronto Film Festival last week and made its European premiere this past Sunday, tells the story of Darwin and how the world-renowned scientist's landmark's work, The Origin of Species, came to light. Though Darwin's theory of evolution plays a big role in the movie, actor Benedict Cumberbatch, now that's the last name, Cumberbatch, said the story presented in The Creation is a very universal story. The movie, which stars Paul Bettany in the leading role, reveals Darwin as a dedicated family man struggling to accept his daughter's death and torn between the love for his deeply religious wife and his own growing belief in a world where God has no place, according to the film synopsis. You've got a film that is very intimate biographical portrait of a man, and that's a rich and beautiful and informing celebration of his life, said Cumberbatch, who stars in the movie as Joseph Dalton Hooker. Now that's another name, one of the founders of geographical botany and Darwin's closest friend. While Darwin is the hero of the film, producer Thomas said he and his crew tried to make the film in a very even-handed way. Darwin wasn't saying killing all religion. He never said a such thing, but he is a totem for people, the Oscar winner told the Telegraph. Still, with only 39% of Americans claiming to believe in the theory of evolution, finding a distributor in the United States proved to be a difficult task for the Creation team. It's quite difficult for we in the UK to imagine religion in America. Thomas stated, we live in a country which is no longer so religious, but in the U.S., outside of New York and L.A. regions, religion rules. Notably, however, while the Gallup organization had only found 39% of Americans saying they believe in the theory of evolution, only 25% said they do not believe in the theory. The remaining percent of 36 respondents in Gallup's February 2009 poll said they have no opinion either way. Also worth noting is finding out that only 55% of Americans were able to correctly associate Darwin with the theory of evolution and natural selection. 10% meanwhile gave an incorrect response, and 34% said they were unsure or didn't know. Well, this is funny. Now, Mr. What's your name? Again, Mr. Jeremy Thomas. I believe he is the film's producer. And let me tell you this. That's what happens in Hollywood when you make a movie that is going to be about, and this is my opinion, I've already finished reading the article, but this is my opinion. I want everybody listening to The Rev, all my revelators, I'm going to nickname y'all revelators, all my revelators listening, listen to this. That is what, in my experience in entertainment, in my experiment, my experience in film, my experience in faith, that this is what you get, Mr. Jeremy Thomas. And I don't say this in a mean way at all. In fact, this is a good way. That's what happens when the entire 99% of all the movie industry is Jewish. They are not going to give the green light on anything of evolution. There's only one thing that they protect in the movie business, is that they control the distributors. If a major Hollywood studio, which is owned by the Jewish culture, and that's great, that's no problem with me. I have no problem with that. It's not going to get a big deal. It's not going to get a strong deal. It's not going to get any deal, because they automatically pick up the phone and they call their distributors and say, "Well, don't pick up that. Don't pick up that." And because they control the distributors, you're not going to get someone to send out your show. You're going to have to do it day by day, just like Mel Gibson had to do that with The Passion. And look, he did a great job, theater by theater, church by church. But you don't have that option because it's a book. It's a story on evolution, so I doubt many churches are going to help you. Look at Jonathan Sperry's movie. They couldn't get a major distributor, and they decided to distribute it themselves because it's a Christian theme, Christian story, and not many big bucks in that at times. But they're going to do a great job. They're opening this weekend, I think, or within the next couple of weeks. And we're going to see that. We're going to see some good things happen there. So that is my opinion, and that is what I truly believe, that the movie business is ran and owned by God's people, the true Jewish people. So we are, of course, adopted by faith through Jesus Christ, and we are part of that God's people thing, but not to release movies like that, not at all. My friends, I hope you had a great time on the show. I hope that we were able to touch your heart and your mind. I know that I had a great time, and I can't believe we did the whole hour without even taking we didn't even take one break. We had a lot of great show stuff, a lot of great information, a lot of great just articles to read. And of course, that is the whistle. And I want you to know, my friends, that we love you and we appreciate each one of you listening. Remember, write me at Rev Ministries, David at RevMinistries.com or David at RevMediaNetwork.com. And we want to be able to tell you thank you for tuning in. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch.